Chapter 11, I Am Prosperous. Have an Abundant Mentality. God's dream for your life is that you would be blessed in such a way that you could be a blessing to others. David said, "My cup runs over." God is an overflow God. But here's the key. You can't go around thinking thoughts of lack, not enough, struggle, and expect to have abundance. If you've been under pressure for a long time and have difficulty making ends meet, it's easy to develop a limited mindset. I'll never get out of this neighborhood. I'll never have enough to send my kids to college. That may be where you are now, but that's not where you have to stay. God is called El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Not the God of barely enough, or the God of just help me make it through. He's the God of overflow, the God of abundance. And Psalm 35 says, "Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His children." They were supposed to go around constantly saying, "God takes pleasure in prospering me." It was to help them develop this abundant mentality. Your life is moving toward what you're constantly thinking about. If you're always thinking thoughts of lack, not enough, struggle, you're moving toward the wrong things. All through the day, meditate on these thoughts: overflow, abundance, God takes pleasure in prospering me. In the scripture, the Israelites had been in slavery for many years. That was the land of barely enough. They were just enduring, surviving, barely making it through. One day, God brought them out of slavery and took them into the desert. That was the land of just enough. Their needs were supplied, but nothing extra. It says their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. I'm sure they were grateful. I don't know about you. I don't particularly want to wear the same clothes for the next 40 years. If I have to, I'm not going to complain, but that's not my idea of abundance. It wasn't God's either. God eventually took them into the promised land. That was the land of more than enough. The food and supplies were plenteous. The bundles of grapes were so large that two grown men had to carry them. It's called the land flowing with milk and honey. Flowing means it didn't stop. It never ran out. It continued to have an abundance. That's where God is taking you. You may be in the land of barely enough right now. You don't know how you're going to make it through next week. Don't worry. God hasn't forgotten about you. God clothes the lilies of the field. He feeds the birds of the air. He's going to take care of you. You may be in the land of just enough. Your needs are supplied. You're grateful, but there's nothing extra, nothing to accomplish your dreams. God is saying, "I did not breathe my life into you to live in the land of barely enough. I didn't create you to live in the land of just enough." Those are seasons. Those are tests, but they are not permanent. Don't put your stakes down. You are passing through. It's only temporary. God has a promised land for you. He has a place of abundance, of more than enough, flowing with provision. Not just one time, but you'll continue to increase. You will continue to have plenty. If you're in the land of barely enough, don't you dare settle there. That is where you are. It is not who you are. That is your location. It's not your identity. You are a child of the Most High God. No matter what it looks like, have this abundant mentality. Keep reminding yourself, "God takes pleasure in prospering me. I am the head and never the tail." The scripture says that God will supply our needs according to His riches. So often, we look at our situations and think, "I'll never get ahead. Business is slow. I'm in the projects. I'll never get out." But it's not according to what you have. It's according to what He has. The good news is, God owns it all. One touch of His favor can blast you out of barely enough and put you into more than enough. God has ways to increase you beyond your normal income, beyond your salary, beyond what's predictable. Quit telling yourself, "This is all I'll ever have. Granddaddy was broke. Mom and Daddy didn't have anything. My dog's on welfare. My cat's homeless." Let go of all that and have an abundant mentality. "This is not where I'm staying. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am headed to overflow, to the land of more than enough.